There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the July edition of the KG podcast. Thanks so much for downloading it. I'm KG editor Steve Ott, and I'd like to tell you a little of what we have lined up for you this month. As usual, we have a packed issue for you with plenty of seasonal tasks to keep you busy in the garden. For example, new KG regular Rob Smith is here with his beginner's guide to one of our most nutritious crops, which is kale. And Swithin Bank explains how to get the best from gooseberries, a fruit that deserves much more attention. And Deputy Editor Emma Rawling suggests lots of crops you can sow now to ensure regular harvest through the winter months. KG regular Ben Van Heems has lots of top tips on how to control pests without ever reaching from the spray bottle, and I explain how to grow delicious cherries on the smallest of plots. I also describe 12 perennial veggies that you can sow once and crop for years. Before I go, just a reminder to look out for our brand new bookazine called Let's Grow and Cook. It's packed with 70 great recipes, all accompanied by stunning photos from our superb chef photographer Anna Pettigrew. You'll also find top tips from me on how to grow nearly 60 easy crops so you can grow your own ingredients. It's out now and costs just $6.99 from branches of WH Smith's nationwide or by visiting www.classicmagazines.co.uk.
Tasks for your vegetable patch in July by Martin Fish. 10-minute jobs. Earth up potatoes. Continue to earth up potatoes, especially main crop varieties. A draw hoe is an ideal tool for the job and can be used to pull soil up from between the rows to create a wide ridge around the plants. This encourages more root growth and tubers to develop. Set runner bean flowers. Runner beans should be growing well now and starting to flower. To encourage the flowers to set beans, keep the roots moist at all times, and in the evening, when the temperature has cooled down, mist over the plants with water to create more humid conditions. Keep root crops well watered. In dry weather, keep root crops such as carrots and parsnips well watered, otherwise the roots can be stunted and forked. I water along the row so that the water can soak down deep into the soil. This encourages the roots to grow down in search of moisture. Cut back chives. Cut back the old foliage and dead flower heads on chives before the seeds drop to the ground. As well as tidying up the plants, it also encourages a new flush of fresh leaves that can be cut and used in salads through the latter part of the summer. On the veg patch. Tasks this month. Harvest broad beans. Spring-sown broad beans will be ready to harvest this month, and the pods need harvesting before the beans get too old and tough. If picked young, the beans remain green and tender when cooked. If old, they turn grey and lose their sweet flavour. Once harvested, cut the old stems down to ground level, leaving the roots in the soil as they contain nitrogen nodules that will help to feed the following crop. Feed asparagus. Once the asparagus cutting season ends at the end of June, traditionally June the 21st, shoots should be allowed to develop into tall, ferny foliage. This is essential to allow the plants to build up a strong root system over the rest of the summer in order for them to produce asparagus spears next spring. Feeding with a general fertiliser and watering in dry weather will also help to build up the plants. Pick Mange Tout. Mange Tout peas, grown for their sweet, flat pods, need picking little and often before peas start to develop inside. If left too long on the plant, peas will form, and although they can be eaten, they're not anywhere near as sweet or tender as other varieties grown for their peas. They do, however, freeze very well, so if you get a glutful of Mange Tout, pop them in the freezer. Feed onions. For onions to develop good-sized bulbs, they need to be grown in rich soil, and they should be kept growing at all times without a check in growth. At this stage of their growth, when the days are just starting to shorten, onions will be starting to develop their swollen bulbs. The ideal food to give onions at this time of the year is a general fertiliser such as Growmore, bloodfish and bone, or pelleted poultry manure. This will provide a balance of nutrients for healthy overall growth. If the soil is dry, it's a good idea to water, which also helps to wash the nutrients down into the soil. Net brassicas. One of the main pests on brassicas through the second half of the summer is caterpillars of cabbage white butterflies. If not controlled, the hungry caterpillars will quickly devour the leaves and ruin the plants. One of the most effective ways to prevent the butterflies from laying eggs on the underside of the leaves is to cover them over with a very fine net. This should be attached to wooden frames or draped over the plants before the butterflies appear in the garden. Make sure the netting completely covers the plants, and if the edges are blowing around, weigh them down with bricks or pieces of wood to keep the butterflies out. Sow now. Dwarf French beans, Swiss chard, Chinese cabbage, kohlrabi, corn salad, chicory, beetroot, lettuce, salad leaves, pak choi, carrots, peas, radishes, turnips, spring onions, basil, coriander, parsley, and annual herbs. Plant now. Purple sprouting broccoli, Brussels sprouts, winter cabbage, kale, cauliflower, savoy, lettuce, perennial herbs, French beans, runner beans, courgettes, squashes, ridge cucumbers. Harvest. Spring cabbage, asparagus, early summer cabbage, rhubarb, lettuce, salad leaves, spring onions, overwintered onions, radish, beetroot, carrots, early peas, mange tout, broad beans, turnips, spinach, annual and perennial herbs, new potatoes, strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, black currants and red currants. Do it now. Harvest beetroot when the roots are still young and tender. After pulling from the soil, twist off the foliage to prevent the roots from bleeding, which can happen when you cut with a knife. As courgettes start to produce fruit, pick them while they're small and tender. To keep the plants growing actively and producing more fruits, feed weekly with a liquid fertiliser. Lift early potatoes that were planted in early April. They are best lifted as needed to keep the skin soft, but remember, the tubers on the plants left in the row will continue to grow and eventually the skins will harden. Flower heads on onions is usually due to a check in growth as a result of dry conditions, very hot or cold weather. Snapping off the flower heads will help to keep the plants growing a little longer and also help the bulbs to bulk up. Soft fruit harvest and care. July is when the majority of soft fruit is ready to harvest. The berry crop can be eaten fresh in puddings or it can be frozen. Jill, my wife, is also busy at this time of the year making all sorts of jams from the fresh produce. One of our favourite jams is Tutti Frutti, which is a mixture of strawberries, raspberries, red currants and black currants, and it is absolutely delicious. The exact time to harvest your soft fruit will depend on the weather conditions and where you live, but as a rule, all fruit should be picked when ripe and at their prime. The major pest on soft fruit is birds, and in my garden, blackbirds and starlings are the main culprits. Protecting the plants with netting or growing under a fruit cage is the only sure way of keeping the greedy birds off. Mid and late fruiting varieties of strawberries such as Marshmallow, El Santa and Malwina will continue to produce ripe fruits for several more weeks. As well as birds, slugs and snails can be a problem, so make sure you take precautions and control them. Gooseberries are also ready and their harvest period can last over several weeks. This is because some varieties ripen early, but also because you can pick the gooseberries slightly underripe if you're using them in pies or crumbles. However, if left on the plants to fully ripen, the berries will develop more natural sugars and taste sweeter. The two varieties I grow in my garden are Invicta and Hinonmaki Red, both of which are resistant to American gooseberry mildew. I also grow two varieties of blackcurrant, Ben Conan and Big Ben. These are both fairly modern varieties that are compact in habit but produce large, juicy berries that are perfect for pies, jams and cordials. And finally, red currants. They always look so attractive when they hang in sprigs from the branches and could be grown as an ornamental shrub. The two bushes in my garden are Rivada and an old variety called Laxton's Number One, and both produce a heavy crop each year. Protect blueberries in pots. Blueberries are a good summer fruit to grow, especially in containers, where you can provide the acid soil conditions they need. Through the summer months, keep the plants well watered and feed with a high potash fertiliser to encourage the berries to develop and ripen. To prevent blackbirds eating the fruits, cover the plants over with mesh netting before the berries start to ripen, as blackbirds will take them long before they are ripe. Thin apples. In early summer, apple trees will naturally drop some fruit, a process known as the June drop. In the north, this tends to happen later and into the first half of July. Once the natural crop has stopped, if the tree is still carrying a heavy crop, it's a good idea to thin the fruits and remove any that are damaged or malformed. On eating varieties, leave two fruits per cluster and one on cooking apples. Tip layer loganberry. A really simple way to propagate loganberry, blackberry, tayberry and other hybrid berries is by tip layering. Midsummer is the ideal time to carry this out, and you need one of the long new shoots from the plant. Just below the long shoot, cultivate the soil and dig out a shallow hole a couple of inches deep. Bend down the stem and bury the tip and cover over with soil and lightly firm. If the long stem is springy, you might need to peg it down to hold the tip in the soil. Over the summer and autumn, roots will develop from the buried stem, and next spring, the bud at the tip will grow up through the soil to form a new plant. Once this occurs, you can cut through the old stem and lift the new plant complete with a healthy root system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.